Hello and welcome to day two of my sort of daily updates of the EULAR conference here in Milan. I hope you enjoyed the first little mini episode yesterday. Apologies if the audio quality is a little bit quiet or different to what you hear on the rest of the feed from the Joelverse Arthritis podcast. Obviously, we're doing this on location with a portable recorder. I don't have all the usual audio equipment with me, but doing my best to try and clean that audio up as to make it as sort of easy to listen to as possible. I hope you find it useful. Day two, well, it was a mad one, and I have a lot to cover in under 10 minutes. So very briefly, I finally got to meet Rebecca and Richard Beasley of the JAR project, which was amazing. I saw Richard's poster being presented. I know Rebecca was doing the talk as well, but unfortunately I had a clash for that. But lovely to very briefly meet those guys in person after the last 4 or 5 years. JAR Project is obviously an organisation I've worked a lot with, particularly during the pandemic and trying to, you know, as somebody with a young child then, we leaned on each other a lot. And really, really lovely people. Do go check out the JAR project. Sorry, it's been a long day. JAR project and the work that they're doing to raise awareness of juvenile arthritis and arthritis in children. So that was absolutely lovely. We had lots of meetings with organisations sharing the work that I'm doing with IFPA around the new GRAPPA treatment guidelines for psoriatic arthritis, which was awesome. That's been going down like an absolute storm. So there's going to be more information around that. But if you go check out IFPA's social, Psoriasis IFPA on Twitter, you might have seen their Instagram stories as well this week. Basically, we're creating like a checklist for patients, but also information for the medical community, and trying to make both parties aware of the new treatment guidelines, the treat to target approach, and trying to educate both sides to try and bring them closer together. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, then yeah, please go check that out on the IFPA website. That took up a lot of the day, but it was really it's awesome seeing how that's going down. And we're right in the early stages. We've just launched that project, and between now and the IFPA forum in Singapore in the start of July, we'll be doing a lot more over the next 4 weeks. So watch this space on that one. I also had the absolute pleasure of finally meeting in person Deborah Alsenov, who the CEO of Versus Arthritis. We've been in communication on social media a lot over the last year and a half, I think, since she's been in post as CEO at Versus Arthritis. So it was really nice that she made time to come and find me during the conference. Not just that, you know, a lot of time. We spent over a good hour talking about everything from advocacy and policy, funding challenges, research, absolutely everything. And I really sort of tried to hammer home some of these sort of unmet needs of the community, or what is sort of perceived as unmet needs of the community. Things like psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis and areas like that. And we know there's always those challenges in places like the UK where there's lots of overlap. You know, you've got the Psoriasis Association that also do their own research, and everything else is the same as like the AS domain and axial sort of disease domain, because you've got NAS doing that sort of thing. So it is really difficult for these organizations to sort of like have a lane to stay in and operate in. But we did talk about, you know, maybe doing a bit more work around psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, and I explained some of the mental health burden around that. But we were very much on the same page. So that was an awesome discussion. You have a lot of these discussions where it's kind of a bit give and take, and you're sort of like trying to get your point across as the patient, and then the sort of key opinion leaders trying to sort of like get their challenges across. But we were very much on the same page. So I'm really excited to sort of start that conversation, and very much got the impression that would be an ongoing one. So watch this space, guys. I really do think that that there's exciting things to come there, and the stuff that's going on at Versus Arthritis, lots of change, but lots of really positive stuff coming out of there. And it gives me a lot of hope for the future. So that was awesome. I also got to meet Professor Yeliz Pryor, who is just an awesome lady. I think she's based up in the University of Manchester, but does stuff with BSR as well. Again, somebody who's supported me and communicated with me a lot on social media over the last 3 or 4 years. So it was amazing that I was in the middle of a meeting and she appeared and sort of said hello. And she had her daughter with her who was presenting at EULAR, which is just incredible. Like, what an incredibly sort of like courageous young lady. That was awesome. And then I suppose coming away from some of the really positive stuff, some of the more negative stuff, like it was really disappointing that the session I've been looking to the most, I shouldn't be surprised, guys. By this point, I really shouldn't be surprised. But the session I was looking most forward to was a session called Mind the Gap, Improving Communication and Outcomes. And also, and even though there was some like amazing stuff in there, for example, chap called Christopher John Edwards, you have to excuse me, I don't know if he's a doctor or a professor, I was late arriving, was really sort of like speaking the language that we want to hear from his talk on impact of quality of communication. It was all about, you know, doctors actively listening and using plain language and asking the patient, am I getting it right? And time management and things like, you know, not looking at your watch when you're a doctor and you're in those appointments, you know, not being head down buried in notes when somebody walks through the door, you know, it's that sort of thing. It was that was really refreshing, but it was one of the least attended sessions I've seen so far this week, which I should, like I say, I shouldn't be surprised. We know that people that turn up to those sessions on patient engagement, patient communication, involving the patient. We know that you're sort of like preaching to the converted there, that the people that go are the ones that are already interested in that subject and involving the patient. The issue we have is how do we fill those seats with the medical community that don't see the value of that. So that was really disappointing. I shouldn't be surprised, but it was. And also in that session was the young lady from Ireland who won the Edgar Steen writing competition, and she got to read that and everything. And again, it would have been awesome if they let her do that in the opening session of a packed room full of people. But there we go. This is the barriers we sort of face in here. We also had lots of issues where, you know, organisations that were involved in projects and research and funded research couldn't then get down to the areas where that was being presented. I got kicked out of the poster room, which made no sense when I was talking to Richard Beasley of JIR Project. I went round to look at some other posters and was asked by security to get out, which makes no sense. You know, these posters are vital resources for patient organisations and advocates like me to raise awareness of the issues. It makes no sense that we can't have eyes on them. It just doesn't. It wasn't even a restricted area. So that was disappointing. But there were some other really good bits in there. There was a lady from, I believe, from the Netherlands called Petra Borsti. I really apologise if I've pronounced your surname wrong. Looking at things similar to what we're doing with the GRAPPA guidelines with IFPA, but looking at things like, you know, guides and checklists and infographics for doctors and patients for like conversational aids. So there was like some on day-to-day function, and there were some which I was really pleased to see on relationships and well-being. I'm going to probably reach out to that lady and ask to speak to her a bit more. It'd be great if we could get her to come on and talk about it on one of the podcasts or something. But it talked about, you know, intimacy and relationships and feeling down and misunderstood and loneliness. And yeah, that was really refreshing to see up on the big screen. Like I say, it's just a shame there wasn't more people to see it. So I think that was probably everything. I think, you know, absolute highlights, meeting some of the people I did, you know, in Yalisa and Deborah and Rebecca and Richard. It was a really awesome day, and also good for me personally. You know, I don't hide the fact I still carry a bit of a hangover from Shield and then the pandemic. I'm obviously fine doing this sort of thing and behind a screen, but it's been a lot. I don't get to do the in-person stuff very often. And when you converse with these people for months, sometimes years on end, I don't know if there's an element where you feel like you've got a reputation to, or a bar to meet that you've maybe set from those conversations over the years, and I feel a bit of pressure with that. So it was a really good day for me at a personal level as well, but a really good day for getting across those conversations. And the big subject that kept coming up was the gap between rheumatology and dermatology across all of those conversations I had yesterday, and what do we do to fix that system-wide issue where, you know, dermatologists are setting targets that are different to rheumatologists and there's no crossover or overlap, or it might be a one-way thing. Your dermatologist is likely to refer you over to rheumatology when you get joint involvement, but rheumatologists, if you've got both for psoriatic arthritis, for example, are not really caring about the skin issue. So that's a big issue. That's something I've got some ideas around. Some ideas I've pitched with IFBA as well, and maybe we can do something around the IFBA Forum or the IFBA Conference that's coming next year. That comes around every 3 years, I believe. So you got the IFA conference next year. Maybe we can look to do something around that, even if it's like a study or a poster or a campaign or something around those lines. So yeah, awesome day. I haven't been timing this, so I don't know if I've gone over, but lots to fit in, guys. And I'm hoping you'll find these informative and useful. And yeah, until tomorrow, have a good day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.